the show today, we have TransUnion's very own Gene Volchek talking about a new IT Group study on artificial intelligence and data showing banks and insurers seeking to close their data insights gaps while reaping big rewards. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have TransUnion's very own Gene Volchek. Gene, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic, Mike. Thanks so very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, you guys commissioned a IT Group study on artificial intelligence and data showing banks and credit unions, or insurers rather, seeking to close their data insights gap while reaping big rewards. So this is, sounds like good news. So can you give us a quick overview of the study?
Yeah, it is absolutely exciting news. And to give you a quick overview, let me start a little table setting, a little bit about my background for context. You know, data science and analytics has been near and dear to me. Nearly 30 years of my professional careers has been spent in data analytics, modeling virtually all of it in financial services. So it's a topic that's near and dear to me. And as head of data science and analytics for TransUnion, we've had our hypotheses about what's happening in the marketplace, the trends, and we commissioned the IT group to sort of demystify or confirm some of the hypotheses we've had, particularly as it relates to some of the interesting dynamics that are taking place regarding the use of analytics within the lending community as well as insurance, and the fact that many of these companies continue to amass large amounts of data in addition to what they already possess. And yet the conundrum is that they don't quite know how to leverage this information. And so the study helped confirm some of those hypotheses that we've had, particularly around the technology, the data itself, and operational effectiveness, or the people and talent that really surrounds this particular topic.
Yeah, were these some of the pain points that you guys were finding out there that that kind of prompted the study to be done?
Yeah, indeed. You know, you take, for example, some of the large credit unions, even within their own organization, data can be extremely disparate and divided by, let's say, the line of business within a particular credit union. You know, the deposit side may not be talking to the auto finance side or the credit card side and so on and so forth. Different standards may be applied to the data governance. Different tools and technologies and certainly the talent to support insights, the extraction of insights out of raw materials such as data could be very different. So certainly that's one of the aspects of the conundrums we speak of.
So can you provide a couple of key findings from this study? I mean, obviously we didn't want to steal all your thunder, but just a couple of nuggets for us out that you found something, a couple of things that stood out for you.
Right, so the study was a substantive one. Nearly 700 executives replied to this from the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Hong Kong, and India. So certainly a comprehensive response in general. And the fact that, as I mentioned, many of these organizations are amassing volumes of data and expecting to do so in the future, but yet almost three-fourths of the responders admitted that they are challenged by sort of this fractured nature and the vast amounts of data available. That was one key takeaway. Another one is the fact that even though they are challenged by these aspects, they continue to look for future investments in all of these areas, including the data, technology, and talent.
Yeah, I think this is kind of like a have to for a lot of financial institutions out there, both banks and credit unions, that they have to continue investing or else, dare I say, that they become a blockbuster, because if you don't, you got to adapt and survive, it sounds like, out there right now, especially with all the changes that are happening.
I think you're absolutely right. And the anecdote I like to use, not to patronize any one particular brand, but, you know, I needed a gas grill cover and went to one of these online retailers, picked out among the various options available, ordered what I thought would meet the specifications of my particular equipment, and it arrived the next morning. You know, so that consumer experience that people expect out of their retail experience, that's kind of transitioning into the industries within financial services and insurance. That instantaneous access to, I need to be able to assess quickly and make a decision to meet my needs instantaneously, that's sort of the paradigm that we're seeing now within financial services. So when you talk about evolving and not becoming the blockbuster, it is things like machine learning and artificial intelligence that is becoming more than just a a fad or a word that you hear printed in the media. It is becoming more and more reality.
Yeah, it's a necessity for sure now. And I think, you know, a few years ago it was still kind of science fiction, but now today it's a reality, because I mean it's been around for a while, but now it's really getting this mainstream exposure that it deserves, and also that it's this necessity that financial institutions are going to have to maintain. I mean, obviously, a lot of the fintechs are nipping at the banks and credit unions' heels with their products and services that they're delivering to consumers out there. So, again, there's all this kind of push from all these angles that are keeping, you know, credit unions and banks on their toes and having to use this stuff. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure many of credit unions will agree that they are the original fintech, right? Because they've kind of honed in on this aspect of really knowing the member base inside and out. And that's kind of the competitive differentiator. And in order to attain sort of a 360-degree view of the consumer, of the customer, additional data assets are required. In order to be able to draw insights very quickly, new methodologies and techniques are required, and the talent, obviously, to make all of that happen. So absolutely, the executives that responded to the survey, nearly two-thirds of them agree that these technological advancements are major competitive differentiators.
And they're kind of exciting too, I would think, as well, because you're kind of embarking on, you're kind of pushing that proverbial envelope out there. So it's really kind of exciting at the same time. So there's kind of incentive from multiple angles here. But you also, you talked about the talent out there that's able to, I guess, apply this technology. And one of the things that stood out for me in this study was that there's a data scientist talent shortage out there, which can be a double-edged sword for folks out there. I mean, if you're still in college and if you're listening, go become a data scientist out there, because sounds like they need you, and so the pay might be pretty darn good right now since there's a shortage. So what's your take on that?
There is absolutely a disequilibrium, Mike, in the marketplace in terms of the demand and the supply that's readily available or in the near foreseeable future. One of the things that TransUnion is very proud of how we're addressing this particular dilemma is we have partnered with major universities in the United States in not just attracting talent and having a pipeline into future talent, but also to be able to endeavor in some of these next generation technologies such as deep learning, within the AI field. And so to give an illustration of one of our partnerships is with Northwestern University, one of our longest standing academic partnerships. They launched it nearly 8 years ago. As part of that curriculum, it's compulsory to have a 9-month practicum working with a sponsoring organization. And then we're able to hire a subset of those individuals to a summer internship. So by the time we're able to extend them an offer, they are no longer entry level. So that's just one example of how we're filling not only the talent gap, but also keeping sort of a really tight finger on the pulse of emerging technologies that are very much in development phases in the academic world.
Yeah, that's a super smart move, especially in our current times of really low unemployment right now, where finding the top talent out there is really a challenge for a lot of people. So with you guys doing what you just explained, that's a really smart move on your part.
Well, thank you. And the survey from IT Group certainly confirms this dilemma by the fact of the executives responding to the shortage that we've noted, and also their keen interest in investing in talent.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Was there anything in the study that really surprised you or kind of took you back a little, like, oh my gosh, really? So was there anything or any surprises in there that that kind of stuck out?
No major surprise. I guess the one thing that stood out for me is that even though 2/3 of the U.S. respondents believe that technology is a major differentiator, so some of the things we discussed, such as artificial intelligence and machine learning, is absolutely recognized by these executives as imperative, only about 22% of them in the U.S. have indicated that they currently have any kind of solutions available in order to be able to implement AI or ML into their analytic models. Yeah, so I guess that we kind of had a feeling of that, but now this survey allowed us to put a number to this dilemma.
That seems like a low number, do you think?
It is, especially compared to the fact that it is somewhat higher on a global scale. So this is more unique to the U.S., and I would surmise a lot of it has to do with our regulations.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll catch up, hopefully. So we normally do things like EMV and tap to pay, that type of stuff. We'll catch up. So overall, Gene, what do you think you guys learned from this study? Was there a theme that stuck out, or what was kind of the overarching learnings from this study?
Yeah, one overarching theme is that the things that I mentioned before, technology, data, and operational effectiveness, are not to be viewed in silo. They are highly interdependent. So when these executives express their conundrum, it is sort of the connective tissue that involves all three of these elements, not in isolation, right? Yeah. You can't fix insufficient data without the proper technology stack. You can't tap into the technology to cultivate the insights without the most highly skilled and available talent. So all those things are highly interdependent. Mm-hmm. That's definitely an overarching theme. And the fact that there is very strong desire to continue to invest not only in the long term, but in the immediate term, in all three facets.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see that desire waning at all. So it sounds like I think it's only going to get stronger as time goes on.
That's right. Indeed. That's right.
All righty, Gene. Well, last question here. Where can we find more details from the survey? Because it sounds like there's some really good information in here.
I believe you can go to TransUnion's website, www.transunion.com.
And then just do a quick search from there and track it down?
Absolutely. Either a search on IT Group study or analytics.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll track it down too and then put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it as well. Because again, there's some really good, really helpful, practical information in this study that I think banks and credit unions can really take advantage of. So good stuff, Gene. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, thank you for the opportunity, Mike. And again, I would encourage all your listeners and members to take advantage of perusing the studies and kind of benchmark where they think they are with their respective organization relative to what some of the responders have noted.
Indeed, indeed. Good stuff for sure. All right, Gene, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And keep up the good work there at TransUnion. All right?
Much appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome.